VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Theresa May's third attempt to get her Brexit divorce deal through Parliament has failed. Though she put her job on the line for her agreement with the European Union, few were betting that would be enough. The final vote, 286 in favor, 344 against. The Labour Party made immediate calls for May to resign to pave the way for a general election. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern today attended a memorial service in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the shooting attack on two mosques 2 weeks ago. Michelle Hennessy of Reuters has a report.
At a solemn national remembrance on Friday, thousands stood in silence at a park in Christchurch, New Zealand, as the names of 50 people shot dead in the country's deadliest attack were read aloud. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was joined by representatives from around the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. They were simple words, repeated by community leaders who witnessed the loss of their friends and loved ones. Simple words whispered by the injured from their hospital beds. Simple words spoken by the bereaved and everyone I met who has been affected by this attack. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Ardern wore a Maori cloak called a kagahu during the service.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. The service was held not far from the Noor Mosque, where 40 of the 50 shooting victims died. Officials in cyclone-stricken Mozambique say the number of cholera cases is rising quickly. There were 5 reported cases on Wednesday. By late Thursday, that number was close to 140. Medical authorities fear the spread of the disease could be a second disaster in the making in Mozambique. This is VOA News. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. And this is VOA News. President Trump says he has overruled his education secretary and that his 2020 budget proposal will now fund the Special Olympics. Betsy DeVos created a national firestorm this week, announcing she was cutting nearly $18 million from the event, which gives physically and mentally challenged athletes the chance to compete in Olympic-style sports. The president of South Korea will travel to the United States next month with the hope of jump-starting stalled talks with North Korea. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Officials say South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning a summit with President Trump aimed at reviving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. This will be their first meeting since Trump's second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsed over sanctions. South Korea is pushing to expand ties and business dealings with the North, but that won't work unless Pyongyang takes significant steps toward denuclearization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Venezuelan government of President Nicolas Maduro says it's taken away opposition leader Juan Guaido's right to hold public office for 15 years, a sharp escalation of the political unrest in Caracas. Comptroller General Elvis Amoroso said Guaido, who has declared himself Venezuela's interim president, had inconsistencies in his personal financial disclosures and was spending more than his income would seem to allow. Soon after the announcement on state television, Guaido said his protest against Maduro's hold on power would continue in the streets, and later he addressed supporters in a low-income neighborhood of Caracas. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he has had constructive talks with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in Beijing, talks aimed at ending the U.S.-China trade war, during which each country has imposed tariffs on the other. President Trump says he is confident the U.S. can strike a deal with China, while his economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the talks are not time-dependent and could last weeks or months. For the first time ever, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution ordering members to enforce laws against financing terror. The resolution demands that all states ensure that their laws and regulations establish that the collection of funds for terrorist groups is a serious criminal offense. It also calls for the creation of financial intelligence units. An estimated 10 million people in Afghanistan, more than a quarter of the population, are facing acute food insecurity and are in need of urgent life-saving humanitarian assistance in the wake of recent floods and drought. This from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, which warns that 3 years of drought have contributed to massive crop failure, economic hardship, hunger, and loss of life, and forced 266,000 people from their homes. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.